Sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, we try and infuse a little common sense into today's day and age. That's right, we need it, right? Charles Walshine, foreclosure defense attorney, top litigator, walshinelegal.com. Steve Schwartz, businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur, Mr. Dumble.com, of the great hoodies. No shirts, folks, no shirts. And we welcome both to the stage here on this Tuesday morning. Gentlemen, how are you?
How you doing, Jay? The world is going round and round and round, and we lost a great four-star general, Colin Powell, Secretary of State, to COVID, and he was fully vaccinated. That's a whole nother story in itself.
Don't even go there.
I'm not going there.
You're not going. You try that today. It's not going to go.
I'm not going. I just gave you a little smell.
Schwartz,
I'm going to.
You just opened up.
The NBA is starting their season this year. We've got Kyrie Irving, a no-show, or is he a show? I don't know. They're going to be starting against the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, but there's quite a story there of a guy who's sticking to his, integrity. A man who is if anything, a very wishy-washy kind of a guy over the last many years and causing trouble on many teams, but all of a sudden has taken a stand, kind of like it, Kyrie Irving. And, of course, the world, the radio world, really is so excited to find out one question, and one question only. Charles, how are you doing?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
All righty. Glad to hear. Now, you know, this Kyrie Irving thing, you know, I said it last week. The Nets finally showed some moxie, you know? I mean, this guy, I would tear up whatever remains on his contract right in front of his face. Quite frankly, this organization has been a disgrace enabling this guy, especially last season. He took time off for everything. He took time off to get a pedicure and a manicure. You know, listen, the fact of the matter is it's about time teams of this nature stand up to their stars and say, you know what? We set the policy. We are the employer. You are the employer. I don't care how much money you're making, how good you are. Guess what? You're either going to comply or you hit the road. And quite frankly, at this point in time, they should get rid of Kyrie Irving, trade him to Sacramento for a bag of basketballs. Because really, that's what it's all about. No one needs Kyrie Irving. And for him to even think that he's doing it so that he can be a leader as far as the voice. Well, guess what, Kyrie? You're not on the team anymore playing. In essence, you know what? You don't have a voice. Because, let's face it, the voice is heard while you are playing. Nobody cares about Kyrie Irving sitting on the sidelines at this point in time. So, there you go. My take as far as Kyrie Irving, you can respond if you want, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, you know what, Jay? In normal times, I would say right on. A year ago, I would have said right on. But, you know what? In every single profession, regardless of the NBA or not, there is somebody that has integrity and is sitting there saying, I want my freedom of choice. And they're the ones, if we go to what you're thinking is, that we're just going to trade the policeman for a bag of batons, and we'll take the corporate guy and we'll trade him too, and we'll take care of all the people that were the first responders who came out there in the beginning of the COVID and save lives, and now they're losing their jobs and losing their livelihood because they believe something. So what you're saying is that Kyrie actually believes something, but you're basing it on everything he's done in the past, which I'm 100% with you. His past is terrible. I would have traded him for a bag of basketballs last year. Now I think they should actually give him a raise, and they should actually say, hey, you know what? This is a platform where we're going to sit and say, freedom. You're sitting there arguing over every single move, whether or not to stand for the national anthem or sit down or kneel or this or that and all these politically correct things. Now I think he's actually got the issue 100% correct, and he's the only one basically in the NBA that's willing to stand up for his freedom to whether or not to get inoculated or not for the fancy flu shot. So I applaud Kyrie on this one, and I applaud all the people that are standing up through the whole country for their right of freedom of choice. And this guy is going to lose probably $16 million for his right for freedom. So kudos to him. And you know what? I'm not trading for a bag of basketballs. He could be the poster child of the NBA of what's right with the world. And you know what? In about 100 days, like I kept saying, 30 days, the headlines will be changing. It'll be changing. It'll be changing. I got news for you. It's going to change. We'll have this conversation in 100 days, and Kyrie might be the poster boy for, you know,
you're going to finish
saving
this
society.
You're gonna finish this
at 9 o'clock. I get your point, but in essence, Charlie, what Steve is saying is, you know what? It's all about me being Kyrie Irving, not about the team. Kyrie Irving is team oriented. Zero.
World.
He could care less about the organization.
Charlie,
he cares more about himself. That's all what Kyrie Irving is about throughout his entire career. You go back to the Cleveland Cavalier days with LeBron. Yeah. You go back with the Celtic days, how they hated him. They wanted him off the team. He was so self-centered. He is such a selfish guy. I wouldn't take him anywhere near my team if I was starting a team. He's one of the best players on the planet. But you want to know something? I cannot tolerate Kyrie Irving. Send him as far as you can. Okay, I don't want him near my organization. This guy is a cancer. Even guys like James Harden and Kevin Durant, deep down, think this guy is a distraction. Kudos to the ownership of the Brooklyn Nets for how they stand here. Go ahead, Charles, quickly.
Jay, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jay. You know what I would do? Just to spite this guy, I would let him sit in his apartment and for the rest of his contract. Let him give up every day that went by. I don't know what it comes out to, like some ridiculous, it's like $55,000 a day or something like that. That goes by. Let him sit there and make half as much money as he should. Keep his contract. I would pay him not to play just to spite him. That's what I would do. If I was the Brooklyn Nets, you know something? Because whatever he brings with talent, he takes away. And by the way, this guy gets hurt. This guy's made out of freaking fine crystal. That's what he's made out of. And he's got no gut, and he's got no heart, and he's got no nothing. He can shoot the ball, whoopee, until he sprains something, or until he has a headache and he doesn't show up to practice.
Listen,
stand this guy. Pay him not to play.
This is a guy, by the way. Hold on a minute.
This is about the real world. This isn't about sports. There you go. Now you're going to break down basketball? You told me that sports doesn't mean anything last week, right? This week you're all of a sudden a basketball proficionado? What, are you kidding me? This guy is taking a stand. He's taking a stand that goes beyond the NBA. Open up your eyes. Both.
Did he take a stand? Let me ask you, Steve.
I'm actually going out and I'm buying a Kyrie jersey.
Yeah, you go ahead. Steve, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Do you think he did right by the Nets by taking off 30 games last year?
Vendejo. That's what he is. That's what my wife calls him.
Steve.
This is Vendejo.
Steve.
$32 million a year. He won't play.
Let Jay talk, Charlie.
Do you think it was right for this guy to take off 30 games last year because of whatever reason? Do you think that was right
and the organization enabled him?
Are you kidding me?
You're right.
You think that was right?
No good.
In any real organization, you would be terminated for taking off for whatever reasons, okay? This guy is a head case. He always has been a head case. I don't want him anywhere near my team. And for him to think that he has a stage of a voice and he's sitting on the sidelines, that has evaporated at this point in time. He should know better if he had a brain that, you know what, I'm going to be on the team and still have a voice. That's how he'll be heard. Kyrie Irving is lost.
This has nothing to do with the team.
Lost.
This has to do with the world.
It has everything to do with the team.
His freedom is being taken away.
No, come on. Stop.
What are you talking about the NBA and telling me about what happened 2 years ago? We know that this guy hasn't been right about anything. You're saying nothing. You're sitting there saying you'd trade him for a bag of basketballs last year. So would have I. But you know what? He's got it right. He might be the only one in the NBA that's got it right. It's called freedom of choice. Freedom of choice.
He's got it right. And I'll tell you, just like your comment regarding Colin Powell, as far as the fancy flu shot and the guy was fully vaccinated.
The responders that won't take it right. He's got it right. He's got it right for everything. It goes way beyond basketball. This has nothing to do with basketball.
What do you mean with Colin Powell? I want to hear what you have to say about this.
Switch gears because, Steve, you opened up. Hold on a minute. You opened up him.
Hey,
listen.
Jay said,
listen.
Jay said, listen. Jay walked away telling everybody, hey, you
doesn't
you're not going to die.
Listen, guys.
Some people died taking the fancy flu shot.
Listen to me.
Okay, 7,000 people.
I love you. You're delusional.
Believe me. This doesn't work if we're talking over everybody. Okay? Okay? Roundtable rule 101. You let one guy talk, you let the other guy rebut, you finish your point. You opened up a Pandora's box in the beginning of the conversation regarding Colin Powell. I can't let you get away with it. Don't give me this nonsense that he was fully vaccinated and died. Do you realize the number, the percentages of those individuals who have succumbed to this virus, who have been given both shots? Are you aware of the numbers? Don't bring that up, because what you're citing is a falsehood of mindset regarding the fact that if you're fully vaccinated, guess what? You could still succumb to this virus in the form of death. That's just absolute stupidity as far as I'm concerned. All right? So don't even insinuate the Colin Powell getting both shots and dying type deal.
Oh, he didn't get all. I think he took the booster too. I think he's got all three in him. I think everything. I think they gave him
problem,
the guaranteed so called vaccine. It's a fancy flu shot. I'm all for the fancy flu shot. I've said this all along. The Colin Powell is a hero of this country. And you know what? He probably believed the science and believed the Kool-Aid. And believed all the infomercials that everyone is sitting there saying, oh, you take this, you're going to be... Listen, it's not true. It's not true. Even what you're saying isn't true. I am not sitting there saying, don't take the fancy flu shot. I'm sitting there saying, listen, there's no guarantee. I didn't say that he lost his life. He had underlying issues. But I'm telling you, he did have underlying issues.
But, well, it's called multiple myeloma, Steve. And Steve, by the way, get the facts straight.
Along with millions of other people.
Get the facts straight. He did not have a booster shot. So get your facts straight. He could have had a booster shot a week ago. He was so sick. He was scheduled to have it. He did not receive it. But that's really not the essential part of what your point is here. Your point is the fact that he got vaccinated and still died. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? The percentages and everything else, do you not read? Do you not understand the very essence of this shot and what it could provide? I mean, come on.
I know it is. I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I think you're too busy doing an infomercial, and you're not sitting there understanding that this is a fancy flu shot.
But
okay?
What kind of infomercial? You're inciting an argument that is beyond stupidity.
About a month ago, you were sitting there saying, listen, you take this, Schwartz, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're not going to be on a respirator. These are not facts.
Exactly.
You are not
facts, Steve.
Look
at the efficacy rates, Steve. Look at the efficacy rates of getting a vaccine. Don't give me that nonsense. Colin Powell was immunocompromised beyond. He had a blood disorder called multiple myeloma. Do you understand that? Do you understand that at 84 years of age?
Bone cancer, Stephen.
Yep.
If he got a cold, it would have killed him. Jesus Christ, come on.
Exactly. So he died of COVID.
You know, I'm on you right now, Stephen.
But he died of COVID.
You're going to stop for a second.
He died of COVID.
Be that idiotic.
Please, give me a chance here.
Please.
I've been quiet.
Go ahead, Charles.
Stephen, you with your own beliefs, and I love you like a brother. You're practically better than a brother. And I'm going to tell you, every day I worry about you, because you, in your own mind, have talked yourself into believing your own press clipping about that you haven't gotten sick, and that you and your yoga and your diet, your lifestyle, and the way you stay away from people
in general is somehow going to stop you from getting sick. But it's not about that. This is about how you are on this right now, talking to I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people. This is about what you are. You're putting nonsense out there. You're talking about a guy with bone cancer, stage 4 bone cancer. If the guy sneezed wrong, he would have died. Okay? So this what happened to him and who lied to him and all, that's nonsense, Stephen. And you know it. And you in your own mind, you're using this. So not to talk to me, not to talk to Jay, not to get a message over to the audience. You're talking to yourself right now. Because you know something? I don't even think you believe yourself anymore. Because this is something that is beyond the beyond. There's enough numbers now for anybody. An 8-year-old could prove you wrong if you just were quiet long enough to actually listen and read the numbers, which, of course, you don't do. And you still believe it's a conspiracy from China, which I don't, and really nobody does anymore. Okay? So this is something in your own head. And you know something? I don't think you should really talk about this anymore. Not in public. Because at this point, all you're doing is losing credibility. You lose credibility.
Silly argument already.
You're losing credibility. I'm just telling you the truth because I love you. And you can take it and you can say anything you want to me back and I'll listen.
But don't tell me, you know, Steve.
My wife got her booster shot and she doesn't even believe in the thing. Okay?
Tell me,
a magazine.
Tell me when it's my chance now that you're sucked
up.
4 minutes. So you said 4 minutes. You spent 4 minutes.
Yeah, because we've got 9 left. Go ahead, Steve.
Based on nothing. You said absolutely nothing. The only thing that you said is that we are brothers and I love you, and I love you too. Thanks, my brother. But other than that, you said absolutely nothing. You went on and said nothing. I truly believe what I'm saying. I truly live it, and I truly, and let me remind you, I took my son to get the fancy flu shot, okay? I have half of my family is inoculated because I believe in freedom of choice. I believe in freedom of choice, and that's what Kyrie's all about, and that's what and that's what everybody should have, the right to choose what's good for them. And if you don't believe that, then I got news for you.
But
you
I do believe
go on the
that.
Radio again.
Steve, you're missing the point.
TV or anywhere else you want to go and sprue this stuff like, I know, because you know nothing. And you know what? Keep going to your super spreaders. Keep going to your indoor restaurants. I'll stay in my basement like you say to me. I'm eating 5-star. I love hot yoga. I'll go run. I'll go to martial arts. I'm living my life fully, and I'll still take big business meetings and still protect myself the way I see fit. That's called freedom.
You're missing
freedom.
The point, Steve.
Take advantage of the word freedom. Learn the word freedom. Okay?
You're missing the point. All right, Steve, your 15 minutes are up. I'm not disagreeing with you. I am not a mandate guy, okay? I believe in the freedom of choice, okay? I believe in that. But I do believe in the fact that you must comply as far as an organization is concerned, which they are within the confines of the National Basketball Association, and from within the states as far as how New York is being governed right now, as far as the shot is concerned. We know that the gyms and everything else have to be compliant as far as the vaccine. If you educate yourself and read up on those facts, I think it would pretty much quell your argument here. Okay, nobody's disagreeing. It has nothing to do with freedom of choice. Okay, it has to do with compliance as far as employer, as far as the state, as far as Brooklyn in and around New York City is concerned, which
Thank
I
you.
Believe
Thank
Barclays
you.
Center is
Thank
a part
you.
Of. Okay, so in essence, get it right as
so
far as
what you get
how
right?
you are
you're
presenting
compliant.
This well, nonsense.
Okay. Okay, I have one question for you. Tell me about your super spreaders of compliance. Tell me about what that looks like. Tell me about what 19,000 vaccinated people with no masks on, jumping up and down and breathing all over each other. Tell me what that looks like. Tell me about this great compliance about an organization. The NYPD is the best organization in the country, okay? And they have still, I think, 40 to 43% will not take the inoculation. Okay, there's great organizations all over the world that are strongly suggesting to take it. And in New York, yes, we do have mandates. You're going to go sit in a restaurant with people that with no masks and on top of each other, and then come down and say, oh, I got it. I don't know how I got it. I'm fully fancy flu shot. They told me it was a vaccine. That's all I'm saying. The fancy flu shot's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It saves lives. And only God knows.
Only God. You know what? I'm sick and tired. I'm sick of it. You calling it a fancy flu shot.
Don't ever tell me when I'm sitting there saying, oh my God, I have it all. I have the crystal ball. I don't have no crystal ball. Only God has the crystal ball. You know what I have? Freedom. Freedom, baby.
I have a Ouija board. That's what we're getting. Jay, we're getting a Ouija board for Hanukkah. Okay?
You know, Steve, enough with this fancy flu shot and all these other Schwarzerisms that you're saying. You know what? I'm getting tired of it. All right? It's not a fancy flu shot. You know what it is. State it as it is, and let's move on. All right? Now, one more for you before we take a break and give out the infamous bronze turdy, ladies and gentlemen, for those who have stepped in it. What we're seeing right now, and you know what? Well, look at the NYPD, because 65% could be under some disciplinary action as far as how they went about their business during summer 2020. Remember Summer of Love and all the stuff that happened in Seattle, Portland, you go on and on, Chicago, New York City. And now disciplinary action for those police officers who laid it all out for all of us to keep us protected. But, you know, you had the protesters that pretty much did anything they want, throwing bricks, Molotov cocktails, stuff being shipped in as far as pallets. Bricks, you know the deal. So in essence now, you have disciplinary action in play for 65 officers. I mean, come on. You got the human rights deal. Charles, we'll go to you first. As far as first responders, police officers not given the right to counter legal action. It's okay for one side, not the other side. The other side is protecting all of us, but yet we are stripping those individuals of their rights. I can't figure this out. Go ahead.
You know, this is, you know, Schwartzy actually brought up a very good point about nurses, first responders. These people who were thrust into the front lines when there was no vaccine, when there was no inoculation. And they were put right out there, and a lot of them got sick and a lot of them died because they didn't have a way to protect themselves. And now we're telling them that if they don't protect themselves, they're going to get fired or they get laid off. They can't come to work, which I find a little bit absurd, but there's also a feeling that they, because that they're put in front of the general public, they have a duty to serve the public the way the state tells them to, because they are state employees at the end of the day. This is a very complicated issue. And it's very, I don't even know how you come up with something that's equitable, because that's really what we want to be here. We want to be equitable and fair and consistent. And I really, for the life of me, I don't know how to come up with an answer for anyone that has equity and fairness and consistency in mind. I really don't know how to come up with an answer on this one. So you ask me, the answer is, I don't know. I can't give you a legal principle that could guide us.
All right. Schwartz, real quick, 2 minutes, go.
Well, you know, I think Charlie said it best. I mean, there's no real answers, you know? And we're all about solutions. This whole show is all about solutions. We're all trying to, you know, come to some middle ground, some understanding, some way of thinking. Like when we go off the cliff here and we go left and right, it's very healthy. As long as at the end we could somehow meet in the middle and somehow meet somewhere down the line. So for everything that is right in the world right now, there's something that's really wrong in the world right now. And the world is going round and round and round, and we have people that are haters, and we have people that are lovers. I respect you and Charlie, I mean, all the way. And Jay, you know how I feel about you. You have the best show on radio. It's an honor to be here. And honestly, you do a great job. And Charlie, you're the best. I mean, as intelligent as ever. Okay.
You still love me, Schwartzy. Still love me.
Forever.
Still love me?
Charlie's the only person. I'd rather say this. Charlie's the only person that could come to my house and basically take a 4x4 and run through the front door, and I'd probably open up the screen door to still let him through the door and have cookies and milk with him. That's how much I love the guy. But
here's the thing,
Jay. Yep.
Here's the thing. This again has the stench of being political. I mean, that's really what governs us on all of these type of situations. Everything is politically motivated. That's all this is, guys. This is, again, trying to appease a segment of the political population. It is called the progressives. We see it in every facet of life right now. We see it when we see the deboarding of young individuals into areas around this country in the wee hours, okay? We see that as a sneak attack, as hiding, as trying to please not the majority of individuals who are against the infusion of individuals into our country that are here illegally, but we are trying to please, again, that political segment of our population. And it is called the progressives. In every way of life, somehow, some way, okay, it is all about that. The political landscape has shifted. And that's what this is all about, in my estimation, as far as the discipline and everything else. It's always about politics and not something that I preach, and hopefully you guys as well, and that's common sense into these type of equations. There is none anymore. There is none. That's what I feel. Guess what? 827. We break, we come back, and tell you the recipient of the bronze turdy right after this. All right, it's an award in which you can vote on. Folks, you go to the LA News Radio Twitter page for the Bronze 30. Those who have stepped in it, and Steve's selection, Jonathan and Diane Tovey. Charles's selection was Kamala. Where in the World is Matt Lauer Harris? And mine is Anthony Fauci. Recipient of the award goes to the Vice President of the United States. Kamala, where in the world is Matt Lauer Harris? Congratulations, Charles. We'll try and box one up and send one to out. We just never know where her location is. That's the problem. But we will try and use our sources here at LI News Radio to determine it. Stephen, may I have your selection, please, for the upcoming?
Well, I'm going to choose CNN, the whole network. I'm going to tell you point blank, they are not a network anymore. They are an infomercial for the coronavirus. It doesn't matter what anchor comes on. Doesn't matter what doctor. You got Dr. Sanjay Gupta comes out there, and then he went on the Joe Rogan the interview, and Joe Rogan just blew him up basically. Everything that he was saying was an infomercial. That's what he is. He's an infomercial. Don Lemon, late. If you want a good thing of the coronavirus. Watch CNN, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Chris Cuomo, all of them, A to Z. Bring them all out, and you will get a infomercial on the coronavirus, one way networking. CNN, turd of the week.
Job, Mr. Schwartz, with the CNN network. Charles, may I have your selection? Congratulations on your win, sir.
Yeah, I got to go with, once again, the NFL and John Gruden. Over the John Gruden issue with Roger Goodell at the head of the class. Once again, disgraceful. This has been going on for 10 years. And they think that this is like the 100th time this has happened, where marketing takes precedence over principle. And it's pretty much disgraceful, because the things that this guy was saying, and this is just like anybody else, they'll look right in your face, smile when he's on the camera, and then as soon as he goes back into his office, he's disparaging everybody, every kind of person, you know, in private. And everybody put up with it, looked the other way because he's some kind of, he's a bully. He thinks he's some kind of special character, and he's not. Now I hope he never gets a job. I hope he couldn't. He couldn't coach a little. You know what? What it called? Pee-wee football. I can't stand this guy. And again, another black guy for the NFL. But keep watching, folks.
So your selection is
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell. Okay. You know what, Charles? That's not a bad one. I mean, you know, one point on that. You know, I always say what's good for the good is good for the gander. Well, if you did that to John Gruden, what happens to Daniel Snyder? Daniel Snyder has led an organization, you know, pretty much be like Phi Beta Kappa and makes Animal House look rather formidable.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know that the commissioner works with the owners, right? So if you're levying a $10 million fine, which is, you know, like $100 to any of us, to Dan Snyder, then how do you not come down hard on the entire Washington football team and what went on there? I mean, come on. Listen, that's a great selection on your end. We'll see. Roger Goodell. Mine has to be of what we're seeing. I hate to paint with a broad brush here with this administration, but, you know, the pictures speak for themselves. Deboarding individuals as young as, what, 8, 9 years old, maybe as upwards of 21, 22. They look a little older to me, too. You have unaccompanied minors. I mean, how many times are we going to discuss unaccompanied minors? But now this administration is flying in the wee hours, so we don't all notice. However, thanks to the New York Post, Charles knows one of my favorite papers, we have the evidence of all of this right now. Republic Airport, Farmingdale, in our backyard, Westchester County Airport. It is what it is. And quite frankly, it's a dangerous, dangerous game right now. And the numbers speak for themselves. Unaccompanied kids in July, nearly 19,000 encounters between the Border Patrol and unaccompanied children in July. August, same number. Previous year, year to year, guys, 655% upwards. And I look at the drug situation, I look at the gang situation, I look at unaccompanied minors that will be corralled by gangs, notorious in our backyard here. We know MS-13. It is a dire picture right now. I cannot believe how this administration is operating on all facets of life, and they're only 10 months in, and we still have 3 years plus to go. It is a very dangerous game, very dangerous game. My nomination for the upcoming Bronze 30 has to go to this Joe Biden administration. Steve Schwartz, Charles Walshine. Until next week, guys, you stay well.
Thanks, Jay.
Toodaloo.